Hello, hockey fans. Welcome to another episode of Great Falls Hockey, where we open our homes, our hearts, and our lives to our Great Falls American hockey players. My name is Jim Quick, a proud billet dad, a huge hockey fan, and your host for this podcast, where I lead you from net to net, sideboard to sideboard, around center ice and back again, introducing you to the players. Each week, we hear from one of the players while they tell us about themselves, where they come from, how they got into hockey, and where they are going. So sit back and enjoy the ride, folks, and learn about your Great Falls hockey team. Evening, folks. This is Jim Quick. Great Falls Hockey. Tonight, I've got a treat. I've got Aiden and Easton Kennedy here tonight, both of them. I fed them, so they're all satisfied. So we can get in there and learn about these brothers growing up from Minnesota and how they got into hockey and everything. How are we doing tonight, Easton Kennedy?
I'm great.
How about you there, Aiden Kennedy?
Doing pretty good.
All right. I guess the first question is going to be, tell us about your all-selves. Whichever one of y'all want to start?
Yeah, I'll go. Well, my name's Easton Kennedy. I'm 16 years old from Minnesota. Born and raised in Minnesota and played hockey my whole life.
What part of Minnesota?
I was born in Morris, Minnesota, so like southwest. And then moved when I was young to Perm, Minnesota for a job that my dad got. And then Grew up there ever since.
Cool.
Yeah, same story, obviously, for me. Grew up in Morris until I was about 6 or 7. Then we moved to Perm. It's pretty cool. It's a small town, so we didn't even live in Perm. We lived in New York Mills, went to school in Perm. And Perm didn't have hockey, so we actually drove to Detroit Lakes every day to play hockey.
How far away is that?
Detroit Lakes is about a 45-minute drive for us.
Good. Cool. Well, how old were you when you started playing?
I was probably around 3 when I started playing hockey, skating. My dad was the high school coach in Morris, so I got on the ice whenever I wanted, really.
Okay. How about you, Easton?
Yeah, I started playing hockey at around 2 or 3 and skating at about 1 or 2, so right away almost.
Skating at 1?
Yeah.
I can't even imagine that. So what got you into the hockey?
Obviously, our dad. He's from Canada, so he grew up playing hockey. His whole side of the family played hockey, so it's kind of just a given for us. And we were always around the hockey team when he was the head coach, so it was just kind of like second nature to us.
Any fond memories of your all's youth when you were just starting out?
Yeah, my dad, he was the head coach, so a lot of their away games, I'd get to go on the bus ride with the older guys. So it was pretty cool just like growing up with older guys playing hockey in high school. So that's what kind of got me into it. And it was a good memory for me.
Cool.
Yeah, kind of the same story for me. I always went on their road trips as well. We got to watch Detroit Lakes at the time, who we didn't know we would be going there, and watch a player. His name is Tanner Lane. He went to play D1. He was drafted into the NHL, and then he ended up being our high school coach, actually. So that was pretty cool.
Who did he play for?
He played for Detroit Lakes.
No, I mean when he got NHL.
So he played the USHL for the Omaha Lancers and then played D1 for Omaha, Nebraska. And then he was on the Thrashers.
The Thrashers
before they moved to Winnipeg. And then he didn't make it on Winnipeg, so that was kind of it for him.
Okay. Cool. What about team bonding moments throughout your time? I mean, what do you have any fond memories of those?
As kids, like growing up in small town Minnesota, we were always, I mean, there's only 100 kids in my grade. So the hockey guys all kind of were best friends. We'd always go on, we played almost every sport together anyway. So we were always on away trips at hotels and stuff. So it was pretty cool.
What about you, Easton?
Yeah, I'd say like hotels and tournaments when I was younger, just like going and just having fun. Like playing a hockey game, and then later that night you get to go in the hot tub in the pool with your best buddies and play knee hockey in the hallways until you got kicked out, which is probably really fun back then.
Awesome. What about favorite NHL teams? I mean, I'm assuming one, but
you might think Minnesota Wild, but it's not. Might have to go with either Vancouver or Toronto Maple Leafs.
Yeah, and then mine's Toronto's one of them, and then Chicago Blackhawks is the other one.
Oh, you're a Bedardy.
Well, my dad played with Duncan Keith, so that's how I started out as a Chicago fan. I met Duncan Keith at a young age.
Any other sports you're all into?
I used to be in football, but I tore my labrum last fall and then got surgery last April. So used to play football and then baseball.
Yeah, I did football and track, and then I did baseball some summers.
What about your favorite professional teams?
I'd say Vikings for any sport, probably. I don't know. Something about Sunday football is just awesome. Just everyone looks forward to it during the week in the fall. Like, it's just something everyone around the country does. Like, everyone watches footballs on Sundays. It's kind of just a thing. And I grew up around Minnesota, so the Vikings were just, I couldn't cheer for anyone else. My family just loved the Vikings. I couldn't go to the Packers or anything. So Vikings was like my go-to.
What about MLB?
Twins. Yeah, the Twins.
No, they're doing good this year.
Yeah.
What about you?
Yeah, it's the Vikings and the Twins for me as well. Just the Minnesota thing. My great-grandma loved both teams, so we kind of just grew up watching them.
What about your go-to food before a game?
Pasta. That's probably, if I had to choose any meal to eat for the rest of my life, it'd be pasta. And before games, I eat it all the time. So,
any particular kind of pasta?
Spaghetti or Alfredo. One of those two, yeah.
What about you, Edo?
Yeah, I'm a big like chicken guy. I like chicken because it's just nice and lean, quick energy, and it can last you a whole game.
Good. What about, are you superstitious at all when it comes to the games? Is there anything, you have a routine before each game? Or?
Yeah, I particularly do the same thing every time. And then I tape my stick the exact same way. And if I do bad, I wash my stuff. I do really good. I tend to keep it. Don't do anything to my stuff.
So it can get kind of stinky.
It can get really stinky at times. Yeah.
About you, Aiden?
Yeah, I'm really superstitious. Like, if I play good, I do exactly the same stuff I did the day before. If I played bad, I try to change everything. My tape job, my warm-up routine, what music I listen to. And then if that doesn't work for few games around, then I change my tape color, just everything to try and help me play better, even though it probably doesn't do anything.
Any preference on tape color?
Yeah, I use white.
You use white?
Never use black.
I was black all last year, and then in Bozeman, I changed it to white because that's all we had, and I played really good, so now I'll probably be stuck on white for a while.
Fair enough. What about pet peeves? Y'all have any pet peeves when it comes to hockey?
I have to say, like, when a kid's stick is ginormous, like huge, and all of a sudden I'm going through the neutral zone and the stick that's like 7 feet long comes out of nowhere. Yeah, I don't like that.
My pet peeves is like anybody that doesn't look like they're prepared for the game. So if like their socks are all saggy or their jerseys just wrinkled and messed up, just stuff like that.
About bad chirping?
Bad? No, not really. It doesn't really affect me because, I don't know, I just try to put it out of mind.
Either one of y'all big chirpers?
Easton definitely. I tend to talk a little bit. Yeah.
I noticed last night we was watching that there was a couple of times it looked like you'd said something to somebody because they, they got a little aggravated with you.
Yeah.
Yep.
So out of the two of you, who's the fastest?
Me, for sure, me.
I'd probably say Aiden.
Yeah.
What about the most aggressive?
Probably Easton.
Probably me.
Who's got the most goals up to this point in their career?
Well, I don't even know.
Yeah, that's a good question, actually. I don't know.
I don't even know.
Haven't kept track of it. See, that's unusual. Most brothers, they're going to try to one up each other. So yeah, that would be something they keep track of.
Yeah, I don't know.
No, not really.
What about hat tricks?
Definitely him.
Definitely him?
Yeah.
I mean, you have any idea how many hat tricks you got?
No, I don't. A couple, I'd say.
A couple?
Yeah.
Well, you keep playing like you have been. I can almost see it, almost guarantee some this season.
Yeah.
Shirts untucked or tucked?
I like them untucked.
I like it untucked. If it gets like tucked at all, I have to pull it out right away.
Yeah.
What kind of sticks do you all play?
I use the Hyperlite Bauer, Hyperlite 2. I used the Warrior sticks for a while, but like they're just getting so hard to buy. Like you had to buy them in a certain site or a certain place online. Like you couldn't go into a store and just get a Warrior. So I switched to Bauer because they're more convenient. I can get them at almost any store.
Okay.
And I like those now. So
I like the Warrior still. The LX2 Pro is my favorite. It's just, I don't know, I feel like it's easier to stick handle with them and control the puck compared to other sticks.
Is it the curve of it, or is it?
It's like the actual make of the stick. They make it a little softer than the Bowers do. So it's harder to shoot the puck as hard, but it's easier to control it.
Okay. Mm-hmm. What about you, Easton? What is it about the sticks that?
I don't even know. I just kind of, one day I was shopping, I broke all my sticks, so I went to go get a stick. I used it, and I liked the feel of it, so I just got it. You know, I don't really think too much about what I'm using for sticks, as long as it's my curve and flex and stuff.
Okay.
Yeah.
So it's just a tool.
Yep.
Fair enough. Have you all ever played an outdoor game?
Yeah, I did a couple times.
Have you?
Yep.
How about you, Aiden?
No, the one our high school did, I was hurt for, so I just got to watch.
Which did you prefer, Easton, indoor or outdoor?
Indoor. Yeah. Outdoor is really cool, but I don't think I can do it too much. Just like Minnesota, it's like below zero. It's just freezing outside, like horrible. We had to have like hand warmers and our gloves and stuff.
Now, you haven't seen cold yet. Just wait until January, February around here. We have them days dipped down to 50 below. You got to be careful because everything likes to break.
Yeah, that's
cars don't start. And yep. What about workouts? Upper body or lower body?
Lower body.
I prefer lower body. I think it's more of a mental feat to do lower body.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, it also coincides with, you know, the sport itself.
You yeah.
Don't really entail a lot of upper body strength for that kind of stuff, other than when it comes to the hits and everything. But
yeah,
I know some of the guys I've interviewed, they preferred the upper bodies, and I think that's why, because it gives a little bit more edge, you know, against the other players.
Yeah, yeah.
What about, who's your favorite player, Easton?
I'd have to say like William Nylander or Connor McDavid, just fast players, and I like the way that they play.
Okay.
Yeah.
About you, Aiden?
I like Nathan MacKinnon a lot. He's just a really hard-nosed player. He's quick, and he's got some really good skill. It's really fun to watch him.
What about either one of y'all got a favorite jersey that you've ever collected over the years?
It's not mine. It's his, but the Pavel Datsyuk one. We have one of his jerseys, and I always wore that playing like outdoor hockey with my friends.
His KHL jersey.
Yeah. Yep.
Cool.
Yeah.
What else are you all into other than hockey?
I like fishing and hunting a lot, and then I enjoy working out. Kind of just, I like anything outdoors with my dogs. Just Minnesota, 10,000 lakes. We love to be outside all the time, really.
Yeah, I like to work out, and then I just like to hang with my friends. Like, me and my friends always go to the lake, try to go to the lake as much as possible. We have morning lifts. And after, we'll go get something to eat and then kind of just hang out at the lake or do something with each other.
Okay.
Yeah.
And you said earlier, you don't have any other siblings at home?
No.
What's your mom and dad's names?
Jim and Dana.
Jim and Dana?
Yeah.
Yep.
You said that you live with your great-grandparents?
Too? Yeah, we live with our great-grandparents.
What's their names?
Lou and Howard.
Lou and Howard?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Cool. Enjoy them while they're around.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Once you start, the hard thing when you start losing your grandparents and stuff, because they're very special.
Yeah.
What about future plans? Do you see hockey in your future in any way, or is it just a stepping stone? Or
yeah, I do see hockey in my future. Like, my dream is to play Division I hockey somewhere, and if not that, D3, and if not that, club hockey. I just want to play hockey until I am done for good.
Okay.
Yeah, that's how it is for me too. I want to play college in the next few years and then move on, hopefully pro somewhere.
Maybe the World League or?
Yeah, so Dimitri, who played here last year, said I could probably go play with him in Australia for a summer, and then I'd go play hopefully in Europe somewhere. I'd like to go.
That'd be an awesome experience.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
What about any stories on each other that you want to tell? Because I keep getting told that you two are cut-ups, that you're everybody loves having you all around because you're crazy.
When I was younger, Aiden used to dress me up in goalie pads, but not like real goalie pads. They were like street pads that were as thin as paper. And he would go out on the tennis court with real pucks and just shoot them at me. And it was with a buddy of ours, and whoever got the biggest bruise on me had the hardest shot. So I kind of was just getting hit.
How old were you?
Like eight? Like, yeah, like 7, 8. Not very old.
That's what big brothers are for.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yep. We call it the Zdeno Chara Challenge.
Yeah.
That's funny.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What about you? You got any stories on Easton?
I got so many. I remember one in squirts when he got moved up because it was easier for our dad to drive us, and he was out for tryouts. He was on my team. So every time like I could pass it to him, I'd either pass it as hard as I could or just not pass it to him on purpose.
Trying to make him look bad?
Yeah. And then my dad would always, Easton, you got to catch that. Or, Aiden, you got to make a good pass. Come on.
That'd be awesome, though, being able to play a sport like that with your brother.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm sure growing up, I've had great experiences there.
Yeah, for sure.
Do your great-grandparents come to your games?
Yeah.
Yeah, they come to as many as they can. They love watching us in any sport, really. It's not even hockey, just anything. Come to all of our events.
Very good. Anything else y'all want to know? No other stories on each other?
Oh, there's too many.
There's too many.
Let's think.
Yeah, that's good ones.
Well, we used to play knee hockey in our basement, and Aiden would just, to scare me, to win the game, he would just shoot at my face with the ball, and it hurt. He'd hit me in like the eye, and then next shot, I'd be scared of the puck and he'd score, and then he'd win.
Yeah, we'd always play pond hockey, and East would always. We played on like an actual pond, so there's cattails all around. We'd lose every single puck we had, and that always would end up into a fight. We had to go find the pucks and the mud and stuff. And then we'd always leave the net out there, so then we'd have to swim through a swamp to get our nets back because the ice would melt.
Cool. How about, how's it feel getting moved up this year and getting to play with the team pretty much full time now?
It's awesome. Yeah. Played a little bit last year. I didn't get like the full experience of juniors. I was only here for like a week. And then this summer, I got my labrum surgery. So I didn't really couldn't do too much hockey. And then Greg just told me, like, come play. Like, if you want to, just come out and play with us. And I was feeling better about my shoulder, so I decided to come out. And ever since I came out here, it's just been a blast. Having so much fun, not even just on the ice, just off the ice with the guys. Like, it's such a great team to be around and stuff.
Well, you got some big shoes to fill, you know, coming in behind Big Brother.
Yeah.
But you did make an impression last year than a couple of games you got to play.
Yeah.
We talked about you all summer long, hoping you'd be able to come in.
Yep.
We figured between you two, be a nice fill on the team.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's last night when we was watching the game that when at the very beginning when they were calling out the names, we seen who the first line was. That was a pretty impressive first line.
Yeah.
You two and Ty and everybody, you know. Yeah. We saw some good things there.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yep.
How did it feel playing last night versus Friday night, as opposed, you know, playing in both on Friday and playing here?
Away games, I don't have as much energy. Or like playing at home, I just get like seeing all the fans that are there for us. I don't know, something about it. I just get kind of a blast of energy, and I don't even think that much. I just go out there and have a blast. Just so awesome. Like every game here, it's almost packed every single night, and it's just awesome seeing all the fans there for us and stuff.
Yeah, I really like it, because when you play on the road, especially in this league, you're the villain every game. And I kind of like that role, so you get to go and ruin everyone's night there. And then, obviously, when you're at home, there's nothing that beats it, because you feel like you're untouchable. You don't get tired on the ice. You do it. You basically can do anything out there playing in front of your fans. So I like playing at home a lot more.
Yep. Is there any particular series you're looking forward to most of the season?
Definitely on next weekend. And,
oh, yeah, for sure. That'll be a game to remember.
Absolutely. Yeah, we're looking forward to that, too.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. What about, was there any favorite series you had last year, Aiden?
It's definitely the playoffs, Helena series. It kind of showed everyone, like, everyone on the team last year and everyone that's coming here this year, that we mean business and we can compete with the top dogs, as we only lost by one goal last year to get eliminated.
Yep. You didn't get to make it to the showcase last year, did you, Easton?
No, I was just here for the play.
Just telling them. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So you can look forward to that showcase this year.
Yeah.
Really hoping that we can go in there, and as opposed to last year, it was that set you all on a bad streak that we was trying to figure out. Of course, we all know what caused that streak. It was Greg. Mm. Because he was waiting for that magic number. He was waiting for that next win.
Yeah.
I don't remember what was it.
I think it was 400 or something.
Something like that. Yeah, something like that. That's what we all said. That was Greg's fault. He held it all back.
Yeah.
But, yeah, we're definitely, the fans are definitely looking forward to a great season.
Yeah.
And, you know, like last night, that was, you know, I mean, every game so far you've played this season has been great. Except, you know, the first one was, you know, opening night's jitters, you know,
mm-hmm.
trying to figure things out. And, you know, it happens.
Yeah.
No big
yeah.
deal, but y'all have bounced back. And, you know, the last two nights you showed that there is definitely skill there. There is definitely aggression. There is definitely the ability to win and the ability to move up and show this league that this year is our year.
Yeah, for sure.
We're all impressed, and we appreciate you all coming in here and playing like this, and love having you boys here playing.
Yeah, for sure.
I appreciate having you all over here tonight doing the podcast with me. Anybody that y'all would like to give a shout out to? Your parents, your great grandparents?
Yeah, shout out to mom and dad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Great grandma and great grandpa living there. Awesome.
Yeah. Yep.
Well, we sure appreciate Jim and Dana that allowing you boys to come here and play. We love having them here. They are definitely an integral part of the team, and we're looking forward to a season with them. And, of course, with Easton coming in, you know, now looking forward to a couple, 2-3 years with him. And hopefully Aiden's able to really showcase himself this last season and get himself moved up into a good college next year. Be on that D1 team he wants. So I appreciate y'all coming over tonight. Hope y'all have a good night, and we'll see you later.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, thank you for sure.
Another episode of Great Falls Hockey, learning about our players. I appreciate you coming and listen, folks, and I want to thank the owner, Matt Leaf, and the coaches, Greg Sears and Alex Leaf, for allowing me to do this to get to know our players. So remember, folks, stay hoctimistic, stay good to each other, and I'll see you at the games.